Al Jolson and John Garfield. On behalf of the United Jewish Appeal, the Columbia Broadcasting System presents Operation Nightmare.
This is Al Jolson. I've got a story to tell. A story about people, just like you and me. These people got mixed up in the war. They were in the war, what's left of them. And it's for them that the United Jewish Appeal, the UJA, is conducting one of the greatest campaigns in the history of this country. Do you mind if I tell you about it? Ever wake up in the middle of the night, drenched with cold sweat, breathing in hard sobs, your fingernails digging into your palms, scared by a dream? This kind, maybe?
I dreamt I was driving my car. The road went straight ahead, far as I could see. The car went faster, faster, faster and faster. Then all of a sudden, no road, nothing. I slammed on the brakes. I pressed and pressed, but they wouldn't hold. The car just shot out from under me until...
Nightmare. Or this kind.
I dreamed I was coming home from school, running up the porch stairs, ringing the bell. Well, nobody answered. Well, I knew my ma had to be home, so I peek in the window. Well, sure enough, she's sitting there sewing or something, so I rattle the door. She doesn't hear me. Well, I start to yell, "Hey, Ma!" I holler, "Hey, Ma!" I can hear myself hollering, but she can't. And she looks right through the window at me and right on through me like I'm not there. I start into bawling and yell, "Mom! Oh, Mama, Mama!"
Nightmare. Or the kind I have, the same one over and over. Showtime. The band tuning up in the pit, me in the wings waiting, sweat under my makeup, sweat in my hands, then... They go into my vamp. I crack my knuckles. I give it the old smile. I run on stage. I open my mouth to sing. And nothing comes out. Nothing. I can't hear myself sing. The audience is right out there. I'm singing, but nothing comes out. Nothing. Nobody hears me. Nobody. Nobody.
And then I wake up. Just a dream.
But there is a nightmare I have to tell you about that needs no sleeping for its setting. There is a nightmare alive in the world from which men and women and kids will not wake up to rub their eyes and say, "Just a dream." There is nightmare in which a million people and more live wide awake. Weary, hopeless, despairing people with no place to go except from, on a road that has no end, not a dream, a reality with numbers. Wait a minute. Let's have some statistics.
1 million people. 1 million and some thousands more in the displaced persons camps of Europe. Of these, 250,000 are Jews, 750,000 are Balts, Yugoslavs, and Poles.
Nightmare with numbers and a name, displaced person, and only one stop on the weary road, a camp. The second summer after liberation, and people are still living in camps. Let me show you. Look into a building within the wire and walls of a camp, any camp. For what will happen now is happening in all the camps. Here is a man. Here is a woman.
My name is Nathan. Nathan Wandler. The concentration camp number tattooed on my arm is A2443. A for Auschwitz. I'm 32. I weigh 118. My parents, two brothers, a sister, and some uncles and aunts died in a concentration camp before liberation. I don't know how I escaped. I have only one person left in all the world, my wife.
My name is Anka.
Uncle Wandler. I'm 28. I weigh about 98. I lost my parents and three brothers. I have nobody but my husband, Nathan.
Presenting Mr. and Mrs. D.P. A year ago, they were married. Somebody brought a handful of field flowers. Somebody rustled up a shawl for the bride. Another found two glasses of wine. And after the ceremony and the blessing, they stood in the open barracks area of the camp.
The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but man hath not where to lay his head.
Don't talk like that, Nathan. Be happy.
I am. But there's so little we ask to be happy. A home. But where? Just married and we have to live separate in barracks.
We could live in mine. There are only two families in my room. But the room is so small.
Or mine. The room is large. But there are four families living there. Well, you decide.
Whatever you say, Nathan.
Whatever you say, Mrs. Wandler.
I say it doesn't matter now. Someday is what matters. And someday we'll find a home. We'll have a home of our own. We'll... Oh, Nathan.
What's the matter, Uncle?
Everybody's watching us out of the windows, your barracks and mine.
Well, let them all watch. Come close.
Nathan.
Kiss me. That's for the busybodies in your barracks. That's for my barracks.
Nathan.
That's for me.
For me.
For us. For now. But soon, no more barracks. Soon, another land. No walls, no camps. Free. And a home. Soon.
Soon, eh? That was last year. They're still in that camp, living in these barracks. Of course, instead of three families, there are seven now. But the room is a little larger. Larger. Not large enough for one family. Honeymoon in a DP camp. Nightmare.
Just a minute, Mr. Jolson. 45,000 Jewish refugees did find new homes in 1946.
Found new homes? Where?
26,000 in Palestine, 15,000 in the United States, 4,000 elsewhere.
You said 45,000?
That's what I said.
Well, 45,000 is good, but not good enough. A quarter of a million more are still living in camps. Homes. That's where some of the United Jewish Appeal money goes. Homes and how to get there. To get people out of the nightmare. But, hey, you with the statistics.
Right here.
How about the kids?
Well...
Come on, tell me.
Well, for example, of every 10 Jewish children in all Europe...
Go ahead.
You asked for this. Only one is left alive. One in every 10 children is left. From the latest cable to the United Jewish Appeal from Europe, I quote you the following. Children who are 12 years of age have the average height, weight, and development of children of 6.
Nightmare. And when the children wake up in the morning... There is no mother or father to say, it's all right, I'm here. They wake up to nightmare. D.P. Jr. All right. A year has passed since the wedding of Nathan and Anka. Look down in the room with seven families. Oh, go ahead, look, it's all right. A DP had no privacy.
Anka.
Nathan.
I have to leave you for a while. I want to get into the food line early.
Don't leave me.
I'll be back. The earlier I get there, the hotter the soup will be when I get back.
Please.
Oh, don't worry, dearest. It isn't time yet. The doctor said it'll be a while yet. Sleep. sleep, and I'll come back.
There's for you. Soup. And bread. All right. Next.
Wait, please. Could you fill this bowl, too, for my wife?
Can't she come herself, friend?
No, she's going to have a baby, you see, and...
There's for her. Soup. And bread.
Well, thank you.
Wait.
Yes?
Here. A soldier gave me this. I was saving it for my own. But you take it. For your wife.
An orange.
Take it. Take it before I lose the courage to let it go.
A whole orange. I can't take it.
You don't take it. I give it. For the baby. It must be strong.
Anka.
Oh, I was asleep.
I know, it's good. I wouldn't wake you, but I've reheated the soup. Here, I'll feed you. And I have a surprise for you.
What is it?
Oh, wait. I hit it while you were sleeping. Right here, I hit... Under the... It's gone.
What was it, Nathan?
Nothing. Eat your soup, Anka. I'll be back.
Where are you going?
To look for it. I never thought anybody could steal from others who have nothing. Sonny! Sonny, did you see anybody sneaking out of our barracks a while ago?
No.
Okay, thanks. Oh, wait a minute. Who are you?
Who are you?
Well, you don't belong with the folks in this barracks. Where'd you come from? What are you doing hanging around here?
That's my business.
Well, what's that inside your shirt?
Hey, let go of my wrist.
I said, what's inside your shirt?
Hey, let go of me.
An orange. Where'd you get that?
I'll give you one chance to let go.
I'll give you one chance to tell me where you got that orange or I'll...
You what? You won't turn me and I'll...
You put that rock down.
Let go of my arm.
I said...
You
hit me. For an orange.
I told you to let go.
Stop him. Stop that kid.
There. That'll hold it, Nathan. Just a bad bruise.
Thanks, Doctor. And don't tell Anka.
No.
Did they catch the kid?
Yes.
Well, what'll they do with him?
Depends on you. You can bring charges in the camp court if you want to. You see, we've got the responsibility and the privilege of governing ourselves. But
he slugged me.
But I was going to say that we're pretty lucky. We're pretty lucky that only a few of these kids who've been living in caves and forests, living by starving and stealing, have become problem children. They've got a hard row to hoe, harder than grown-ups.
I hate to think what he'll grow up to be.
Is it his fault? The only law he knows is take what you can get, any way you can get it. He had to live that way to live at all. It'll take all our time and care to bring him around.
But he's just a kid.
It's up to you.
Well, my wife's going to have a baby, a boy maybe. And God knows he'll need a break in this world. So, I guess... Yeah, I'll give one to this kid. No charges.
A break in this world for the kids. The 1 in 10 left alive. Go ahead, statistics.
UJA has supplied juvenile delinquency experts for the regeneration of Jewish children. Teachers, psychologists, and the United States Army have helped to set up training programs for the children. 13,000 students in 73 new schools. Another 13,000 are still without any form of education.
Yes, much has been done. But a DP camp is still nightmare. A nightmare in which a woman lives and looks back to a past that is terror.
This is Anka. I forgot to tell you. I was married before. I had a baby before, in Buchenwald. I was in charge of counting shoes. One pair I counted and threw on the pile. One pair of little shoes belonged to my baby.
A nightmare in which a man lives and looks around at a present that is horror.
This is Nathan. I was married before, too. I had a wife before. Right here. Right in this camp. Right here in this camp. She died. Right here.
A nightmare in which a child lives and looks forward to a future that is unknown.
I'm the kid with the rock. My buddy keeps promising we'll get out of here. Yeah, I heard that before. Well, I don't believe him. I don't believe nobody.
The ingredients of nightmare. No home, no past, present, or future. And food others may steal. But a man doesn't live by bread alone. He wants work. So it's wonderful when the camp director calls you to his office.
Nathan Wadley?
Yes, sir.
You applied for a job a while ago. You listed yourself as an architect?
Yes.
You're lucky. There's a job for you.
Wonderful. Where?
Right here in this camp.
Well, doing what?
Building more barracks.
Barracks?
Of course, we don't really need an architect. But I guess you can still use a hammer.
Well, director, don't misunderstand me. I carry bricks in America. I'd mix cement in Palestine. I'd chop trees, dig ditches, straighten out rusty nails with my bare hands. Any place else in the world I could get to, but in Germany and all Europe, I wouldn't drive a thumbtack. Maybe some guys would. Maybe some want to stay here, but not me. Sit here and rot. Me, a head full of homes to build for my people, cities to plan. I dream of cities growing in the desert. And not just me, either. Aaron, the violinist, lives in my barracks, a heart full of music. His fingers move all day playing a fiddle he hasn't got. Music, he dreams. Levine in my barracks. Levine, the chemist, the scientist. Not so much as a test tube. Martha, the teacher in my barracks. Where is her classroom? Where are her books? And Joseph, big, husky, strong Joseph, the steel worker in my barracks, making dishes from ration cans. It doesn't make sense. We have a barracks full of brains and muscles for dreaming and building everywhere else in the whole world. And you ask me to put a barracks in a deep pea camp? Not me. Find me a clean job on the training farm. I'll dig the earth with my hands.
This is what is known as despair. We quote you a confidential report from a UJA zone director in Germany. Quote,
the Jews have been in DP camps for almost 2 years. The great majority of them want to go to Palestine. Many pin their hopes on emigration to the United States and to other lands which will give them a haven. They fear having to stay in Germany indefinitely. There is a necessity for work for these people in order to keep up their morale. But there is a refusal on the part of the DPs to do work which will build up the German economy. This is understandable.
Unquote. There is, however, a however. That, however, is what Nathan asked for. Work on the training farm.
They said I should report to you.
Well, look who's here.
Yeah, it's me.
So I have to make a farmer out of you.
Yeah, I guess so. Don't be sore at me. I'll be good.
Yeah. Sure.
Honest, I will. Especially for you.
Why me?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't, kid.
You give me a break, didn't you?
Oh, you mean my not pressing charges?
Yeah. Nobody ever gave me a break before. So, I'll do anything you say.
Okay. Friends?
Friends.
Attaboy. Okay. Where do you want to start?
Picking potatoes, maybe?
Well, they don't pick. They dig.
Well, what do you know?
Not much, but I'm learning. You see, I was an architect.
What's that?
A house designer. A builder.
And they got you doing this?
I asked for it.
Gee, you wouldn't think an architect would...
Look, before you have houses, you have to have land. Before you put up towers, you have to have the foundation. Not this land, kid. Our own. Someday, our own.
You believe that?
I have to.
Then I do.
All right. We'll be farmers first. We'll learn how to make our land grow things. There's more to it than sticking seeds in the ground. All kinds of things to learn. When to plant, how to sow. Well, when you reap, you're living off the land when you live on it. Then you build on it. See?
Yeah, kind of. It sounds sort of nice.
Yeah, dream talk. Here, take a spade.
Yeah, I gotta dig in the dirt, huh?
Not dirt, kid. Earth. Soil. Dirt is evil, filthy, barren. Soil, earth, it's fruitful. It grows things. Speeches I'm making. Come on, dig. Dig the way you'll dig someday in Palestine.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you grow up, kid?
Well, you won't laugh, will you?
I won't laugh.
An architect. For you.
Thanks, kid. But keep digging just the same because... Uh-uh.
Yeah? What'd you hit?
I don't know. Something.
Well, what'd you find?
Look for yourself.
Bones. Lying in the earth.
Earth? This is dirt.
What can a Jew harvest from a land fertilized with Jews? Nightmare.
A few more statistics, Mr. Jolson, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
46,304 Jewish refugees in Europe are learning farming and other occupations in 610 training centers.
That I like.
And 28,000 DPs are already employed using this training.
That I like even better.
And we support 165 hospitals, clinics, dispensaries, convalescent homes. And in these hospitals, Mr. Jolson, many hundreds of babies are born every month.
That I like best of all. But what are these babies born into? Well, ask Nathan, waiting outside one of those hospitals right now.
Nathan?
Yes, Doctor. Anything happened yet?
Not yet.
But, Doctor, be honest with me. What's wrong? What's wrong with Anka?
She's not strong enough.
Well, could I help? Could I give blood?
You could give her blood if you had the strength yourself. But it isn't blood she needs. She needs food she didn't have for the last 9 months. She needs hope she's lost for the last 2 years. She needs heart and strength and more.
What else? What more?
The will to have a child.
Well, what are you saying? The baby. She wants the baby. Our baby.
Does she?
Doctor.
Coming.
I think...
Wait.
Nathan.
What is it, Uncle?
Nathan.
Shh, Uncle, be quiet.
It's not fair, Nathan. It's not fair.
What's not fair, Uncle?
To bring a baby here.
You haven't had the baby yet, Uncle.
Forgive me, Nathan.
Easy. Take it easy.
Forgive me. I don't want him anymore.
She's right. She's right. What right have we got to bring babies into this world?
Be quiet, nurse.
I'm sorry.
Never mind, sorry. Prepare for a cesarean. She'll have her baby whether she wants to or not. Nurse, take care of Mrs. Wandler. I'll see if I can get this little DP to yell. Nurse.
Yes.
She didn't really want to bring a baby into this kind of a world. Alive. She didn't.
You think I'm going to give you the old happy ending and tell you the baby lived? Why should I? That's for the movies. A Technicolor dream with a happy ending? No, no. This is no dream. This is real. This is nightmare. It is true that for every anchor who doesn't want to bring her baby in this kind of a world, hundreds of DPs are having theirs, confident in the help that comes from America. And for every Nathan who dreams of a home, work, decency, outside the remainder that is Germany, hundreds do get away. But whatever is done for those who despair in the old world must come from the new. At the end of this month, UNRWA is going out of business. One day, some of its work will be taken up by the International Refugee Organization of the United Nations. In the meantime, for the hundreds of thousands who wait in the DP camps from day to day, from month to month, from year to year, there are only the efforts of the United States Army and the United Jewish Appeal. To the end that the misery of these people may be something less than the nightmare I've shown you, the United Jewish Appeal is raising $170 million. It is not too much. It is not enough. But to many sufferers, it will bring brighter tomorrows. To be a DP in Europe is not a dream in which you open your mouth and sing and the audience does not hear you. It is a nightmare in which a million hands reach out and a million voices cry out to be heard. For the love of humanity, will those voices be answered? Or will we have them say,
forsaken me. My Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
You have heard Al Jolson, John Garfield, Joan Banks, Hanley Stafford, Loreen Tuttle, Tommy Cook, and Pat McGeehan in Operation Nightmare, presented on behalf of the United Jewish Appeal. The script was written by Alan E. Sloan, and the program was produced and directed by Hyman Brown. Music was composed by Lucian Marowek and conducted by Lud Gluskin. For a copy of tonight's script, you may write to the United Jewish Appeal at 165 West 46th Street, New York, 19, New York. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.